Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Ricardo. We're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name and number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
I'm in the middle of dinner.
Okay, ma'am. I'll be real brief as possible.
Well, what is it regarding?
Ma'am?
What is the survey regarding?
It's regarding the City Council of Columbus.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me see right here, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, ma'am?
Master's.
A master's degree. Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Not 100%, no.
Okay. And what is your race?
Black, Latino, and Indigenous.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered yet?
I'm registered, and I've already voted.
Okay. All right. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote? Or have you already voted?
I've already voted.
Thank you, ma'am. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you're just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one up is Farhan Jetty.
I don't think I've memorized the names. I did the research, but I don't have my notes with me.
Okay. And what about Mr. Louis Gill?
Again, I couldn't say it. I guess just give them all a 5. Because I wasn't really excited about any of them.
Okay. All right. And what about the Columbus City Council?
I don't know much about them.
Don't know much about them. What about Nancy De Ackauer?
5.
5? Okay. Thank you. And what about Mr. Emmanuel Remy?
Remy.
Yes, Mr. Emmanuel Remy.
I think I met him in the parking lot.
Okay, and how would you feel towards him?
I mean, he seemed nice enough, but his flyer said that he had conservative values, which kind of bugged me.
So okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
3.
A 3? Here we go. All right. And what about Miss Adrian Hood?
I don't remember.
Okay. What about Shannon Harding?
I don't remember that one either. Damn. Oh. I mean, I voted like a week ago, so I haven't.
All right. And what about Nick Bankston?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Joseph Motel?
5.
A 5. Okay. And what about Andrew Ginther?
1.
1. Okay. All right. We're halfway done now, ma'am. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work that they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so that the Council can go in a new direction.
The second one.
Second one? I elect new people to the city council so the council can go in the direction?
Yeah.
Okay. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motel or Andrew Ginther?
That's a tough one. I don't like either choice. I'd probably vote for Motel.
Okay. All right. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Don't know. I don't remember who I put for that one.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Akauer?
Nancy.
Okay. And how certain are you that you'll be voting for Nancy Day Akauer for Columbus City Council? Very certain? Somewhat certain? Not too certain? Not at all certain? Or you don't know?
I mean, I already voted, but...
Oh. Okay. So very certain.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, and ma'am, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
Nick
Bankston? Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nick Bankston for Columbus City Council?
Certainly.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements, and at a collector rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time, commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And in politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
That's a loaded question. I think based on the standards, it probably fit into Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Well, I mean, I consider myself a Democratic Socialist, but that's not an option on your list. So, yeah, I guess strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Why is that part of the survey?
It's just the last question that is asking me right here, ma'am.
Okay. I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democrat? Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And last question right here. Last year, that is 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Okay, here we go. Okay. Well, ma'am, thank you very much for your time. You've been very helpful. Thank you for helping me out with this survey. You have a blessed evening, ma'am, and enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.